After cotton was harvested, it was necessary to separate the seed from the cotton using a cotton gin. For every 500-pound bale of cotton produced during ginning operations, about 800 pounds of cotton seed were collected. Many of the local farmers brought their cotton crops to the Etheridge gin and would pay for the service by leaving a portion of their seed. The cotton seed was stored here in this seed house. Most of the seed was then sold to local mills and used to produce oil for use in cooking oils, soaps, cosmetics, and insecticides. During the ginning operations in the gin house, a system of conveyor belts took away the seed removed from the gin stands. It was taken to either the drive under seed box in front or out of the side of the building and across to this seed house. You can see the hole where this duct entered the seed house above the door on the north side of the building. This house is a wooden structure with a raised floor and plank siding. The large shuttered ventilators are a reminder that it was a very dusty place. Behind the seed house, there was a sawmill. The mill was dismantled and its equipment sold, but its foundations are still visible.